Okay, we are now up to Packet Chaf Aleph. This is the second shiur on Inyan Tzedaka, per se. Okay, so last time we discussed what is the hagdara of an ani to receive tzedaka. And today we're going to discuss what is the chova of tzedaka. And then we have to see how does that fit in with all the things we discussed about Maaseh. But what is your obligation? We have all mitzvahs in the Torah. They each have a shear. So what is the shear of tzedaka? So the Gemara tells us in Ksubis on Samuk Zayin and Beis, Tan Rabbanu, Yosom Shebol Liso. So Yosom is wants to get married. Sochem Lo Bayis Umetziim Lo Mita V'Chol Kli Tashmisho. So we try to get him a rent in the house and a bed. And all the kalim that you need to function in the house, in a dira. So this is part of what's necessary.
Is the
Mahdi
not
going to mean Lo Isha?
Is that also monetary, like value now? You think they get three things, then.
Well, in other words, he needs a bias to live in. He needs a bed to sleep on. And he needs kol kli tashmisho. He needs forks, spoons, knives, plates. And then masim loisha. Yes. So. Shenemer day machzor asher yechzoro. Day machzoro ze habayis. Asher yechzor ze mita v'shulchan. Lo zo isha. Chin hu me eselo eze kenegdo. So these are necessities that he needs to live a normal life. So that's part of our chiv, to give towards those necessities. Tan Rabbanan, day machzor atam tzuva olav l'farneso. Yet a mitzuva love the ashra. So you mitzuva to mefarnis him, but you're not mitzuva to make him an ashir. Hashem yachzal afil sus lirchov love ever lirch larot lefanav. So what is that all about? Amar love alhil hazakin shalokech laani ben tovim echad sus lirchov love ever lirch larot lefanav. So these are things that he normally would have. A sus to, I guess today that's like a car. Pramachas l'matza evid l'arutz l'fanav rutz l'fanav shlosha milin. So those are the things that are normally needed to live a normal life. And therefore, it's our chova to help him get those things. So if you look at the Rambam, he writes on page 2, Mitzvah Essay, Litein Tzedakah L'Aniyim Kifima Sharoi L'Ani. In Paisa Yad HaNosein Masega Shalem HaMashoch Tiftach Asiyot Chalo V'Nerach Zakhta Bo Gerit Toshav Chayicha V'Nemar V'Chayichi Chayimach. Then he says, "Chol aroi ani mvakeish veheli meina mimenu." There's a person. If he really knows he's an ani, but today there's a whole discussion. Maybe some people we don't necessarily know that they're ani. But if you know he's an ani, and you look away, and you didn't give him tzedakah, over lo sase shalom lo same says lo vafah lo sichpos etziyaka mechicha evyon. And halacha gimel, v'ima shechaser ha'oni atah mitzuva liten lo. Whatever he's missing. Yimei lo ksus mechasin esav. Yimei lo kli bayis konim lo. Yimei lo ishom masim esav. So those are the things you need. So those are the main things. If he doesn't have clothing, you need clothing. You need kli bayis. He needs Isha. If I say Isha, if the poor person was a woman, Masino so the Ish. Feel he adakro shall say honey likov alasus. Before he was poor, he was, Derech was tov. Rochev alasus, ever ros lefanov. The honey, the yard mechosev, konim alasus likov alav, ever loros lefanov. She never demach so she yechsalo. So today it would mean a person had a car. So now he doesn't have a car. So day machzor would mean, doesn't mean you have to give him a Lexus or something like that. But so he could. Now we'll see if there's another oni who doesn't even have food. Then obviously that's going to be kodem to this fellow who doesn't have a car. But it's still part of the. But say you don't have that other oni in front of you now who doesn't have food. So whatever he needs to that could be if he lives in, if he doesn't really need it. Some people need certain things more than others depending upon where they live, things like that. Mitzvah talashlim chasronov ena tamutzu velasho. And then he says, Yosom Shabbat Lassi Lo Isha, Sokrim Lo Bayis Matsim Lo Mita, V'chokli Tashmisha, V'chakrim Matsim Lo Isha. Halach Hei, Ba Ani V'shal De Machsoro, V'en Yad Hanosin Masegis. In other words, hey, the guy needs a car, but I can't afford to give you a car. So, V'en Yad Hanosin Masegis, Nosin Kofi HaSavis Yadah. So you can do whatever you can. The kama, so kefi has savas yada, whatever you can. Then he has these three categories. The kama ad chamishis nechasav mitzvah ben amufchar. So mitzvah ben amufchar is to give a fifth of your assets. Your that's mitzvah ben amufchar. Echad me'asara b'nechasav beinuni. So that's meiser is the midah beinuni. Pachas mikayin ayin ra. Yeah, right. So that we're going to see in a second. So you see, meiser is only from its income if he was meiser originally from all his. From the Karen. Once he did from the Karen, then all the subsequent years are from the income. But if he never did from the Karen, so then he would have to do from the Karen for Maisa. So Pachas Mikan Ayin Ra. It's interesting. The Rambam tells us so it was like this. You could give as much as you could afford. There's no limit. As we're going to discuss, Be'ez Hashem, in a future share, the Gemara Alham Vazvez Ali Vazvez Yosef Mechomish. So some point out that the Rambam doesn't seem to have a limit. He says, Kafi, whatever you can afford, even if it's more than a Chomish, but the Mitzvah Min HaMufchar is a Chomish, and the Midah Beinoni is a tenth, and less than that is Ayin Ra. Uva'olam lo yimna atmo mishlishis hashekel b'shana. But, and this is a Gemara in Bava Basra, on Daf Tes, that all these things are different midos, but what's the minimum that you have to give? At least a shlishis shekel b'shana. We'll see what that is in a second. Havanosim pochem zeh loki mitzvah. In other words, so the etzem pays three. The etzem mitzvah is a shlisha shekel l'shana. And if, so less than that, you didn't do the mitzvah at all. Now, if you have more money, then you could get involved in the chomesh or the meiser, or you know. But the minimum to say was you're not considered that you were vatal a mitzvah unless you didn't give the shlisha shekel. So that is the so that's what the Rambam says based on the Gemara. So what is that? We'll see in a second. Then there's the Sefer Orchas Chaim Laharosh. This is Rav Moshe Sternbuch's edition, 4, page 5. So it says here in Sif Beis, so Yitein Miyad Letztok Asher Tosig Yodol L'Sof Kol Chodesh L'Sof Kol Shana Zoha V'chetzi. So what is the shear of Zoha V'chetzi? Every month, the end of the month and the end of the year. Oh, so it's interesting now to note what these shiurim are. So if you take a look, there's a sefer, a very nice sefer, called Ba'orach Tztaka. And take a look on page 16. I mean, when he says the Ayin Ra, so that's like, you know, that's not the heat, you know, the heater, but it's a mitzvah. So he writes here in Sif Yud Zayin, L'mata mimayser hu nesina shlisha shekel v'shana, sheim reish nun vav prutos. So he says, it's $1.60. $1.60. If you give $1.60 a year, you've fulfilled the mitzvah of tzedakah. But if you give less than $1.60, then you didn't. Shabbat kulam chayavim. Everyone's chayav in $1.60. It's a little strange. Faf ani hamisparnis min tzedakah. Even if you're an ani, you have to give $1.60. Ve'lo mishalo, shalo herviach, haf ani ve'lo mishalo, still has to give $1.60. Then he writes on page 17, Umidas Hasidus, what the Rosh said, Yitin kol echad b'sof hashana zohuv v'chetzi. That is $50. So this is the shiur, as he writes in the footnote in Lamed Daled, for people who are not giving the chomesh or the meiser. So this is the, you know, the bare minimum. The bare minimum. Is there what to say that Bizman Hazer things should be different?
But, this will be talking about the money.
Right.
Even he has to give.
Even he has to give, right. So, right. But somebody who's not an Oni, I mean, he's also technically, you know, okay, so then, you know, it's Ayin Ra. It's not a good thing that you're doing it this way. But technically, you can't say he's Mevat Ala Mitzvah. Technically, you can't say he's Mevat Ala Mitzvah.
But the Rambam said that if an ani comes to you, call it off and actually have him, you know, one of those stuff, you're over and above that.
Right.
So I presume what that means is that.
This means that even if there's no ani, you have to make sure you're mafresh.
But if someone has the availability and there's an ani, then
Right, then he has a chiyuv. Right.
And he is over.
No,
a dollar.
He can't take it, not open the lot. I mean, you have to give him something. Yeah, I guess if you. Right. Yeah, fruit. It's interesting, like, I always was wondering, like, the Ritva writes in Megillah that Matanas Tav Yonim, the Shir is a pruta. So I'm just wondering, like, so I think Rabbi Shterbel says maybe that shouldn't be Shaykh, but in other words, is it Shaykh Bisman Hazeh to say that somebody is really Yotze with a pruta? I just, I'm wondering whether pruta is, and my mother always tells me that my grandfather, Allah HaShalom, he had a fast food store in the city when they were growing up. He charged a nickel was for a hot dog and a free drink for a nickel. So then there was some, you know, buying power to a nickel. So today for a nickel, you can measure, maybe you can measure a gris. That's about it. Nickel. And I was often wondering whether that shear of the Ritva of a pruta from Matanos Lavionim, you know, is that, you know. Okay, but let's assume that the shear of Marim and Shaykh, even Bizman Hazeh.
The
bite
of a pruta is still just men. Even in the days of the Ritva, when there's a Chazal, Pruta couldn't buy the guy much. It's not like a Pruta. I can buy him on the kitchen, right? But it's not like. But it's not like. Oh, now a Pruta can't buy you so much. But then a Pruta was still just a Pruta.
Yeah, but I think it still probably had some buying power.
But if you hold up to right. This, the lowest
right.
Power.
Right, that's the SMA discusses, right, that Pruta might be the lowest buying power.
So that's not going to help an uneven on the
birth. Right. Right. But so what is that going to
do?
Right. No, but I think Bismarck Hazal, it would have.
It would have the small top of buying power. They could have bought something.
Right, so it could be that Pruta was the smallest amount of buying power at that point. Yeah, that was yesterday's year, last week's year.
I think if you're going to just mean that in all times, there's more fine power, so it's the same thing.
Right, so they talk about whether the Pruta means the smallest, like the smart, that Pruta is the smallest buying power. So
now it could be a quarter.
But the post can say, I think, that we're not going to be matter nature's ish based on this saying that you only gave a Pruta for Kedushin, even though there's no buying power to what you gave, you know, and
be equal
right. Oh, now we're going to see Bezer Shem in the future that it could be, you know, in other words, this Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In other words, there's everything we've been doing till was on Simon Reish Mem Tes was basically surrounding this Rambam, which would perhaps imply, and this say for Das Divrei Yovel Das Yovel. Klofut, it'll be in the future packet, says that Poshup Shad and the Rambam, there's a question, does the Rambam hold for Maisik Sofim or not? So, oh, it's not in the Rambam, they say. But the Maisik, he does have it, over here. And the Sefer Das Yoel points out, whatever it's called, that the simple Pshad in the Rambam is that Maisir is just like a hither and stalker. And therefore, the Pashup Shad is the Rambam would hold, this is, let's say, for Das Yoel was saying, that the Rambam would hold like the Mariel, that it's only Faniyim. It's only Faniyim. There's this, all the discussion that we've had of this mitzvah and that mitzvah, the Chova, that's only assuming that the way that the Sefer Das Yoel points out, that Meiser is a separate category, nothing to do with Stucker per se. It's about either giving for aniyim or giving for mitzvahs and things like that. But if you just say that maisa is just a hider in the hierarchy of the amount of stock you're supposed to give, so that Sefer Dasyal points out that that's how the Rambam seems to learn, and then that would work in good with the Maril, that it's only a din for aniyim. But to buy, to give for other things, for a mitzvah, you want to go to Uman, you want to buy tefillin, you want to do this and that, you know, all the discussions that we've had, that's only this other shita that you know, that the Shach quotes, that it's a separate mitzvah, that there's a din of tzedakah l'aniyim, and that could be the shlishus ha-shekel with this. And then there's a separate inyan that you should give maisa, meaning you should give your money for aniyim slash mitzvahs that are not chova. And that it's not part of the... But we see in the Rambam that the Rambam just... In other words, like some say, oh, the Rambam didn't bring the din of maisa. Well, he brought it in this context of hilchas tzedakah. And the Shulchan Aruch is just quoting that, and then all the other discussions we've had till now are elaborating on this din in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. So that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch Reish Mem Tes. Shir nesinasa im yodo maseges yitein kifi tzorach ha'aniyim im yodo maseges kolkach yitein ha'chomesh nechosot mitzvah min ha'mubchor v'echad me'asor mida beinunis pochas mikan ayin ra. And then he says, Chomesh desha omru shana rishona mikaren. The first year you take it from the karen. Mishavayla chomesh shehirviach b'chol shana. Right, if you want to do chomesh, so the first year you do chomesh, you give from your whole bank account, whatever. And then after that, you give from what you earn. And then the Rambam says, V'al yivazer is odom yoseh b'chomesh. Well, you start from Brius.
You don't have if your obligation with stock is really so minimal, then when you give matzah money, you're not giving it for a fee, because it's half above that very minimal amount.
Right.
So otherwise it would be a fee. We can't use matzah money for you with stock, even for any of it.
If you're saying it's a separate.
Yeah. So if the actual shear is minimal, then you can use matzah money for any of it.
The question is, when there is a chiyuv tzedakah, like Talmud said, that ani comes to you. So then there's a real chiyuv. Mm-hmm. Would anyone say that you can't give maaser money from that? Mustama kind of counterintuitive. Right, exactly. So, I have a COVID, right, it would be too absurd to say such a thing, right? So therefore, it would be. In other words, the idea of the chova thing versus not is in the mitzvah category. And that's assuming that we have this concept of meiser to that the tenth of your thing should be going for, good causes that are not necessarily chovas. And you could say that whole thing is just and Mariel says that whole thing doesn't exist. It's a non-existent category. You know, it's only Mariel says no, it has to be found on Eid, and that's what the Ramok was. Ein lasos mashalo dover dvar mitzvah gondeus the base kinesis or shad dvar mitzvah rak yidnu laniim. And then he writes here in Siv Beis, "Olam lo yimno adam pachos mishlishus hashekel l'shana, v'nosan pachos mizel lokeim mitzvah stocha." And that's what the Shach says. Shach likes to call the Shach mishlishus hashekel u'shtus okaya shal kesef. Siv Katan Dalet on page 8. Finally, l'fi mashal kosev l'kamon. ולפי מה שכוסף ברטנורה, שני זהובים, דהיין חמישה זהובים, so he says, אוקיי, נוגע ברצוס האלו, שהגבי צטוקה הולך בית כנסת שני וחמישי, he says, the גבי צטוקה would go on Mondays and Thursdays, he would collect צטוקה. מכל אחד, and everyone would give the smallest coin they had, And if you give the smallest coin they had, that's what Shapton pointed out, that if you, what he's saying is, if you give the smallest coin that you have, that they had then on every Monday and Thursday of the year, by the end of the year, you'd have Shlishus HaShekel. Minig Nochabu. He says, Avagav the Orchos Chaim says about the $50, Sheitim Chol Sof Shona Zohu V'chetzi Hen Lomidas Chasidus. Midas Chasidus, right. Aval Medina in Chayval of Shlishus HaShekel Chol Shona Yidimash Mavishah Suposkim. Now, parenthetically, okay, I guess we'll go straight. Now, the Gemara here in Bava Basra, Daf Tes, has a comment on page 9, Tes of Anal here. Tana, Imeyem Machzir al Apsochim Ein Diskochim Lo. That if a person is mechazer al hapsachim, there is he collects. Some people are embarrassed to collect. This person is not embarrassed to collect.
Is it the same year?
Mechazer al hapsachim means he goes to people's door. He goes to people's houses to collect.
Doesn't mean he comes back, but he's not coming back
to
the same
government. No, Machzor HaPsachim just means he goes and collects publicly.
Okay.
It's not a person like he's suffering at home and then we have to try to help him out. No, he's embarrassed to collect. No, he's not embarrassed to collect. So he's not embarrassed. So what does that mean? In this kakilo. Oh, so that's what Tosa said. In this kakilo, third line, in this kakilo, manakupo. And they sue them. Valdu, right, it's a din, that's a din in the kupo.
So, I mean, we're saying it's better for this guy to go around than at this time to go in the old job, to go lay brick one day. It's better for him to go get more from that's what we're saying.
No, we're saying that, we discussed last time that if a person can get a job, if Tarash Nom Noso, so then he is really Tarash Nom Noso, he has a head of Tarash Nom Noso. If it's not Tarash Nom Noso, then we saw last week. Yeah, I mean, this is saying that he doesn't have a job, or his job is not sufficient.
All times in shul,
oh, so we'll see. So if you look here, take a look at the Torah, page 11, the second line. So for ani hamchazer al psachim, because the Rama ain't nosnim lo matana merubel matana muetis. Right. So the Rama says that you don't have to give him a matana meruba, but you still give him a matana muetis. Russell Machzer Ha'ani Hasholal Reikam, Afil Einosim Lo'al Kegrog Versachas. You shouldn't give him nothing. Shenema Al Yoshev Dach Nichlo. Russell Dori Ovi Harosh Dal Einosim Lo. So the Rambam is Mashmut talking on the person that Einis Kakim Lo, but you still have to give him something. So the question is, who is Einis Kakim Lo? Einis Kakim Lo Gabayt Staka or the Kupo? Or Ainis Kakim Lo, anybody.
I suppose.
Yeah, so that's what Tosa says. But the Rambam says, Ainis Kakim Lo is even on the person, on the regular people, but it means Ainis Kakim Lo to give him Matana Maruba, but you can give him Matana Muetas because, like you said, he'll get from other people a Matana. So if you got a lot of Matana Muetas, it'll end up to, Loshan Odoni Ovim Rosh, Ainos Nilo Menakupa, Matana Maruba. Elamatana Muetis. Mashna Gabai Stokakai. But the Rambam's mashmo mstaber kedivra Rambam chal kol adam toy. The kevin shu mechazer ein echad tzarach lite lo dei machsoro. So there was, I don't have to take a responsibility for all his needs because he'll get a little from me, he'll get a little from the other guy, and you know, so since he's, you know, if he's somebody who's not going to be shol al psachim, that he's just staying home embarrassed and this, so then I have to help him more because I know about it and then other people don't know about it. But if a person, you know, is willing to be mefarsim, you know, which is, so then he could, so then according to the Rush, I mean, according to the Rambam, the Yechidim are not, don't have to give him a matana maruba, but they still give him a matana muetis. According to the Rush, it's all referring to the Kupa. That the Kupa doesn't give him a matana maruba or a matana muetis. It's referring to the Gabbai Tzedakah. So, but he says, "Mustabek the Rei Rambam shall call on Chai the Kemesh who Mechazer in Echad Tzarek Liting Lo Tei Machzorim."
Right.
What does it say? Does it call on the person? Right. So let's see. The Shulchan Aruch says on page 15, "Ani hamchazel psachim ein noslim lo meakupa matan beruba ela matan muertes." So that's this machlokes. So it's only then in the kupa. Yeah. Well. Says different. It's referring to Adam, not
the.
Right. But according to the Rosh, it's then the Kupa, but Kol Adam. Yeah, Ram says Kol Adam. Okay. Now. No, I mean, that is a question of, you know, whether there's a din of. Yeah. Yeah. Oh. So now, there's a famous Medrash Rabbah on page 18 and 19 that says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, talking about a person who doesn't have yet certain things, but he still is taking monetary steps before he even has those things. So, like Mishem Obonim Umohel. He says, Meshay lo nechosim, but he still gives staka. Like the Meshay lo bonim, no sin schar sofrim. He doesn't have his own children, but he's still helping pay the Rebbeim's tuition. Meshay lo bayis osa mezuzah. He's already buying a mezuzah in anticipation of having a bayis. So these people, Hashem says, you preempted me. So I'm going to give him. Are you ready? Supporting the Rebbeim who teach the kids, so how can I not give you a kid? You know, you're already paying for, buying mezuzah. How can I not give you a house? So Rav Moshe had. I did this once with mezuzah on page 20. So he explains like this. He says, Perish HaMedrash Rabba. Damer of Tanchum Bar Abba. Misha Eino Bayis, Osa Mezuzah. Nira Toshin Shu. So what's he talking about? Rav Moshe says he means he's living in an inn. So he doesn't have his own house. He's living in an inn. Kho Pundak Raka Eze Yonim. So he really is not Chayef. So he's buying. Rav Moshe says, doesn't mean you're just buying a mezuzah and you're putting in your drawer. You're waiting. You're living in the streets. And no, it means that, you don't have a real chiv, but you're living in an inn, so there's no chiv. You're living pochus mi lamed yom. You don't have any chiv, but you bought it because you wanna.
Yeah, and you put it up.
When you put it up, right? That's is the truth that he says it's not considered a bizoyan to put it up when you're really not chayv. And he puts it up. So Hashem says, "Well, I'll see to it. One day you'll have a real chiv." Then he says, he's giving tzedakah. What does it say? He's giving tzedakah. Mishay lebanim v'osa svarim mashilim lachem. But he doesn't have really so much money, but he's giving. Oh, it's a stock of Mus Chasadim. He doesn't really have, but he's giving. So he says, "Okay, the Shalom Shachar Malamim of Ne'aniim, Achol Lite Moos La'ani Leknos Tefillin of Mezuzah Tzitzis Eidu Inyan Stocka El Dover Gadolu." He says, because the case of as you could say. That in the case of mezuzah and tzitzis is he's giving it, he's buying. I don't have a house, I live in the street, but my friend has a house, I'm giving money to him so he could have a mezuzah on his house. And that's the tzedakah that I'm doing. So Rav Moshe makes a comment that tzedakah really is in yonei achila shtiyah u'malbushim. That the purpose of tzedakah is for achila shtiyah malbushim, but other things, except for dalakosos and near Hanukkah. Okay, the shalom schar lamlamed l'vneanim chola titei mos l'onim liknos tefillin mezuzah tzitzis ainu inu tzedakah. He says, but to give money for somebody to buy a mezuzah, tzitzis, he says that's not really ikimitsu tzedakah.
Not home.
It's a brother tradition. Yeah.
I get home team letters asking to help
medical bills.
Medical
bills,
home.
Yeah. Medical bills. Yeah. So medical bills. Is that. So he's saying, not that you shouldn't do it, it's an inyan gadol, you know, that you're helping somebody do a mitzvah, but when we're talking about specifically, is this technically tzedakah, so Rav Moshe is mechadesh that the technical mitzvah tzedakah is for tzarchei aguf.
You have
a chayla
here.
So the medical things would be included in the chilish to you. Yeah.
But
he says cola, he has cola here. Yeah, well, that's an
added thing.
Right, but that's a lower, that's...
Sorry, what does it mean on that line? But then it's the Shalim Sakhar, the Malame?
I mean, the shepherds, he said, it's not Sakhar.
With me, I mean, with Kola?
The Mitzvah Masbari, because the Shalim Sakhar, it says, it's Eno, it's Sakhar.
It's Inin Gadol, but it's not Sakhar. Now, Rabbi Tatlin was pointing out, it should be no different than the Sus. I need a Sus, I need my Tefillah. But that's not the Ikir. In other words, we were saying that they're different Madregas. What's the etzem that stuff is day machzoro? So day machzoro should include, you know, I wear tefillin in the morning. I wear talis in the morning. So that's day machzoro. But say someone else, he doesn't even have food for the morning. So then he would go before, because that's the ikar mitzvah tzach. And the day machzoro is an added level of tzedaka. You know, that's a second tier tzedakah. But he's saying the first tier tzedakah, you know, is tzarech haguf, is to make sure that your fellow, he has the ability, he can eat, he gets chil shtia, he has clothing, he has food, and that's first tier. And the second tier is, yeah, there's people who don't have a sukkah, they don't have a lulav, they don't have tefillin. So technically, you know, so that's the second tier. That's day machsoro, but that doesn't beat the person who doesn't have food. He should go first.
So if someone comes around collecting, you're not collecting for achilas shtira mamash. Yeah, those things. It's collecting for other things or other cons. Are you if you don't give them, are you violating those sifos de yadcha?
So. I would think that, in other words, he's saying, is Rav Moshe saying that there wouldn't be a lot of low sechmos yotcha?
Just putting priorities?
Or just putting priorities. I think he's, the way it's, Feinheim was pointing out that he's talking about priorities. He's talking priorities. But if you, right now you don't have someone who came in front of you who doesn't have food. And this guy wants to buy tefillin or something like that, so then you should, you know. Right. So Mamela, but if you want to know what's the top grade stalker, we'll see, we'll talk about this in the future Shia, but in other words, the top causes are tzarchei aguf. Like to have a soup kitchen more than having some other base medrash or something like that.
How about someone's rent?
Someone's rent.
Yeah.
Isn't that
like a roof over the head? Like,
yeah.
Like
the malbush. That's like malbush, yeah. So, yeah.
That doesn't mean literally
a chiluk. Sarkhagov. So not to have to sleep in outside the bank. You know, to have, you know, so that's not very good. So that's that, you know. Then the other things are they machzor, the gemilas chasadim. It's not that, but that's what Rav Feinheim writes on page 21. Iker mitzvah staka niskena lamacha l'mishna l'malbush ani l'shar tzarchei gufa. Eimachal mitzvah staka l'osek l'ani avur tefillin tzitzis u'shar mitzvahs. Put me mitzvahs dal kosus pesach nechanka. Om nam yishu zem mitzvah gedola, shol gimu es chasadim. Ach tzarchi gufo kodmi. Yishu om shemuto lo seis lo ani Af mitzvahs kosh kintin shoros olivnas kar beruva kofa mukubu mashamayim. Yeah, still, you know, it's a mitzvah. But what's called the priority, you know, in staka, is not necessarily to, you know, for dvarim ruchniyim. You know, even though a lot of times we're collecting for different mostos and things like that, which are important and they're very important things, but the tzarchei haguf, you know, would come first.
But you see, if you're paying for a mosta, that mosta is, that mosta needs money to pay its
teachers.
Teachers, and teachers need that money to borrow.
Tzarchei haguf.
Right,
right. It means that if the teacher would come to you, then for him it's tough, but giving to him, right. Giving to
him. Or part of the most,
yeah, no, but.
The kids.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, right, but then, like, we also said, Ailad or herself, because everything is connected ultimately to.
No, like, you buy the kids selling, right? You're saying.
So I'm going to say two people come in front of you. One is an oni, he doesn't have what to eat. And the other one is collecting on behalf of the yeshiva to pay the...
Yeah, it doesn't have to starve it, obviously.
Right.
But I'm talking about the guy who has what to eat, but he's collecting for his household expenses because he has to pay his, you know, today's lunch he has, but
right.
In general he needs money for his family.
Yeah. What about Matzah Kalam? That's a big thing. That's part of Day Matzah. Day Matzoro. That's our Chag Guf.
Wasn't that was in the Ksos?
Sos.
Ish or Ish.
Ish, right.
Right. That
so that's.
That
so it's Mashmah is putting it all together.
But that really does help up against my Ksos.
So let's say you have you have one guy collecting for his yeshiva, and one guy who's collecting for Hakmas Kal. What do you do then?
Okay. You see, Rav Moshe has his famous tshuva to Rabbi Pesach Raymond about the day school versus the mikvah. It's a fascinating tshuva. It's coming up in the, you know. This was, I think, before he even got to Edison, and he was in neighboring Jersey towns, and the question of a mikveh versus the day school. And okay, so these are some of the ideas of the chov of tzedakah in terms of how much money, and then beginning of our discussion of priorities. Even though we're going to have, I think, 3-4-part series just on, you know, priorities in tzedakah. But this a little bit touches on this as well.
How do you read this line? The thing
was shown. Shalim Schar Levalane with Ne Anim.
Where does that come in?
Ne Anim.
Vayla. What does that mean? Is it comma, chova, comma, or is it a misplaced word?
In other words, the father is a chova.
That's only part of meaning.
Well, the difference with the father is a chova or not. He's an ani, he can't afford it. I mean, what does he mean? Does he have to pay for it? Is it like a misplaced word or something? Or he doesn't mean chova as a separate category, does he? This seems like a word out of place.
Yeah.